This is Bill Messerly, the executive director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are thrilled to bring you a special program with Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, from Rome during his ad limita visit to Pope Francis. At Bishop Brennan's request, he's giving an update daily to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio listeners. Welcome, Bishop Brennan.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to talk with you.
You know, we have a dark and dreary day here in Columbus. How is the weather, and what has been happening on your visit? I think this is day two.
This is day two. Weather here, the sun is in and out. It's a little bit warmer than it is in Columbus, but I've been hitting it right. I've been outside, it's been sun, but everything's wet, so when I'm inside, it seems to rain, which is good.
And you're visiting Rome with Monsignor Maloney.
Yes, Monsignor Maloney, the Vicar General, who studied here years ago, is with me. So the two of us are here on what we call the ad limita visit.
And what does ad limita mean?
Ad limita is a Latin phrase that means literally to the threshold, to the steps. And first and foremost, the ad limita visit is a pilgrimage. And it gets mixed up a lot because we do a lot of official things. But first and foremost, pilgrimage is required by canon law, and that every certain number of years, bishops as a group go to the tombs of the apostles. So ad limita means to the steps, to the threshold of the tombs of the apostles. And so we come, as we did this morning, to pray at the tomb of St. Peter. We'll later in the week pray at the tomb of St. Paul. We'll go to the other major basilicas, but the key thing is the visit to tombs of the apostles, because it's a sign of our communion in the faith.
Mm. And your first day, what did you do on your first day?
Well, yesterday, Sunday, was more of an arrival day. People came through the points, parts of the day, but we did two things. One, actually three. Having arrived earlier, we had Mass over at the Casa Santa Maria, which is the college where priests from America reside while they're studying here in Rome. It's where Monsignor Maloney lived when he was studying here. And so we had a chance to connect with them. We don't have anybody right now from Columbus. The day will come, I'm sure, but as we've had priests in the past. But it was a nice chance to visit with some of the American priests who are studying here to keep that connection. And then I had a special privilege. I went to visit the Brigittine sisters. You know, we have a convent of Brigittine sisters in Columbus. And so their headquarters are here in Rome. And so I visited with the sisters, had a nice visit. They brought me to the rooms where St. Bridget of Sweden died. And they have everything preserved so beautifully and so prayerfully. It was a moment of deep prayer. And the sisters assured me that they're praying for the church in Columbus. They're so glad that the sisters are with us. I told them how happy we are that they're with us in Columbus, and they promised their prayers for the church in Columbus. So that was a very nice visit.
And the
Go on.
No, the Brigittine sisters are known for their hospitality.
That's exactly right. In fact, the place where their headquarters is, it's like the sisters in Columbus, it's a place of hospitality. People will stay there when they're making pilgrimages to Rome for different reasons. In the Piazza Farnese, they have this, it's a beautiful home, a big, beautiful place with very simple rooms, and they provide meals, and they help pilgrims to be able to make their visit in a very spiritual way. So it's not just staying in a hotel, but there's a chapel involved, it's a place of prayer, it's a little simpler than other places, but certainly very dignified and comfortable. So yes, the Brigittine sisters are known for their hospitality, and they showed that yesterday.
Mm. And then today, the big day, or one of the big days, to the tomb of St. Peter.
One other thing last night, you know, happy feast day, by the way. Happy feast of the Immaculate Conception. What a great feast we celebrate today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, here in Italy, they celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception yesterday. The bishops of Italy asked to celebrate it on the Sunday, and so yesterday celebrated that feast day, and the American College here, where we're staying now, the North American College, is where the seminarians are, they had a big celebration for their feast day. It's a very solemn vespers. We prayed together. prayed for the church in the United States and a nice banquet after. So it was a big, big reminder of our roots and that we rely on the intercession and the protection of Mary, and that we want to be like Mary and respond to God's will. So that was the other piece of yesterday. Now today we began with the pilgrimage to St. Peter's and Archbishop Vigneron. It's Ohio and Michigan going together. So Archbishop Vigneron celebrated Mass for us right at the tomb of St. Peter. He gave a beautiful, beautiful homily about, you know, how very much, especially something like this, we look at it as organization, that we're very well organized and we take care of administrative things, but that our foundation is really about faith. It's the encounter with Jesus Christ. And so we're reminded today of Peter's answering Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? Peter says, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. And that's a reminder to all of us today. That's what we do. We shout out to the world, Jesus is the Christ. He's the anointed one. He is the one who's come to save us. He is the one who's opened the gates of heaven to us, who saves us. So we, again, brought back to the roots, to what we're really all about. So lots of good things, lots of important things that we do as a church, but it's all rooted on that encounter with Jesus Christ.
Is this your first visit to St. Peter's?
No, I've had the privilege of being here before, more as a pilgrim myself, but yes, I've been here before. This is the first time I've come as a bishop on an ad limina, so that part of it's new. So to have that sense of mission while I was here, that part of it was new. So it was a very moving moment, and it's very moving to see all the bishops together praying and asking for guidance, asking for strength, and recognizing that relationship with Jesus Christ is really what it's all about.
It's a beautiful basilica. Can you give us a picture of what strikes you the most while you're in that basilica?
Oh, well, in terms of things to see, you can't help but miss the... you have to see... Michelangelo's Pietà, that just stands out as a piece of beauty. And so as far as things to see, that's probably one of my favorite things to see there. But the other thing is that I have some favorite prayer sites there as well. It's not just what you see. So, going down to the Confessio of St. Peter near his tomb, but where we remember to confess his confession of faith is saying, you are the Christ. That's a very, always, no matter how many times you go, that's always a very moving moment. And now more recently, I love to pray at the tomb of Pope St. John Paul II. And so after Mass today, I went over quietly just to spend a few minutes in prayer. I have some great, great memories of Pope John Paul II. And so that's one of my favorite places to pray.
And as you go there to pray, you're bringing our prayers from the Diocese of Columbus and from those special intentions you've been asked to pray for.
I most certainly am. I most certainly am. I promise you that. I have all of you are very much on my heart, and I bring not only my own prayers, but I bring the prayers of all the people of the Church of Columbus. So we did that. Had two interesting congregational visits, so that is part of it. So we've today met with Cardinal Ouellet and his staff in the Congregation of Bishops, and then we met with Cardinal Ladaria and his staff in the CDF, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. And in Congregation for Bishops, Cardinal Ouellet is very, very solicitous. I've met him before. He's always very, very solicitous. He seems to have a good understanding of what's going on. He had been, at one point, the Archbishop of Quebec in Canada. So he knows the scene in North America. He knows the culture pretty well. And he was just very, his concerns, he wanted to talk about evangelization and the efforts we have at evangelization. I had the chance to speak about how many of our young people see themselves as missionaries and have taken up that call. And I see that as a sign. He has just signs of hope, and I use that as an example. And we talked a little bit about the challenges, but then he at one point he started to ask about our priest, and he wanted so much to encourage our priest, and that was just a great thing.
So, Bishop Brennan, would you like to end your update with a blessing?
I most certainly will. Thank you so much for this, and so let's ask the Lord's blessing, especially on this beautiful feast of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother, through the intercession of Mary, the Immaculate Conception, whom God called and chose from the very first moment of her existence. May we be found worthy to respond generously to the call of the Lord in our lives. We ask the Lord to bless the church in Columbus and keep us always in his care, to fill us with that beautiful sense of mission, to set us on fire with the good news of the gospel, and to help us to bring that good news to those who need to hear it the most. We ask you, Lord, to grant us your help in all things. And again, through the intercession of Mary, the Immaculate Conception, we join our prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blood of Almighty God come down upon all who are listening and on all your families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to an update from Rome from Bishop Robert J. Brennan during his ad limina visit. We ask all St. Gabriel Radio listeners to pray for Bishop Brennan and his intentions this week, and you'll hear these updates on a daily basis through Friday. Now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.